She had met Brian soon after, and on a works outing, of all places. She was a checkout girl at Sainsbury's in those days, and he a management trainee. A gauche young man whose gentle, almost bumbling manner didn't quite match his hefty sportsmanlike build or rugged countenance. But she'd liked him immediately, and had chatted quite comfortably with him all evening, flattered to see how he seemed to bloom in her company. And so, to cut a long story short, he'd taken her home and had kissed her shyly, almost chastely, in the deep shadow of the lich gate leading to her mother's shrubbery, and was turning to leave like a gentleman when she pulled him back and devoured him. They dated regularly after that, the cinema or the local Chinese restaurant mainly. Nowhere exciting, but their relationship lacked the necessary spark to take Angie from the realms of simply scratching an itch to the state of erotic bliss which she so craved. And it was not until their third month together that things changed and made them inseparable. It was Valentine's Day, and they'd arrived at the multiplex just a little too late to get seats for the special showing of Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Mail. And, as most of the other films were already underway, they'd settled for tickets for a subtitled French art film that was about to start in the minuscule studio theater upstairs.